AircheckDownloads.com.
Good afternoon. Tony Howard here till 5 o'clock. A little bit of rain around this afternoon. Temperatures around about 19 Celsius with a few winds as well. Just a breeze from the south or the southwest. Ooh. Great North Radio. Yes, a few little changes to the old schedule while Wee Willie is away. John Warwick's doing the morning show and I'm here with you for a couple of weeks with the afternoon show and the Everly Brothers to get us rolling with Walk Right Back. 1961. 11 years later, this was in the top three for those Geordie lads, Lindisfarne and Lady Eleanor on Great North Radio. Yeah, the follow-up to Meet Me on the Corner, eh? Only 21 years back in the summer of 1972, Lindisfarne and Lady Eleanor. The greatest music on Great North Radio. Well, it's Tony Howard here. New voice till 5 o'clock. And all the usual bits and pieces and a couple of extra bits on top. The tea break temptation happens in around about 20 minutes or so. What can we tempt you with? And will you throw in the towel? If you're lucky enough to get through, we'll find out then. Also, we've got a few Hollywood addresses here that you might be interested in. You can write to your favourite stars. Will they come up? That's the question. Now, who have we got here? Who's in the hat for today? Well, possibly Madonna. We've got her address here. Arnold Schwarzenegger, we've got him. We've got David Hasselhoff as well, Priscilla Presley, Warren Beatty even, and even his sister Shirley MacLaine. Who knows who it will be sometime before three. Right now, it's Sandy Posey. Oh, yes, the greatest music from the 60s on Great North Radio. Sandy Posey, the single girl. Still not sure whether that's feminist or not, you know. It's 2:13 now, and here's a great song. It was number one in January 1975 from The Times. It's Miss Grace. Great North Radio on a Monday afternoon, and what have, what have boats and air shows in common? Well, they're coming next. Details of the air show first, though.
The Sunderland International Air Show 1993 takes place on the weekend of the 14th and 15th of August, and this year it promises to be bigger and better than ever before. As well as modern-day jets and vintage aircraft, there's parachute freefall teams, an incredible helicopter air display, as well as the fantastic RAF Town Show. And there's your chance to meet Josh from Neighbours, Billy Fane of Biker Grove, and even Mickey Mouse himself. Great North Radio is the official information station for the event, and of course, the GNR Roadshow will be there. And the best news of all, it's all absolutely free. Don't miss one of the biggest outdoor events of the year, the Sunderland International Air Show 1993, on the seafront at Seaburn, 14th and 15th of August. See you there.
She's a tiger, isn't she? That's Lulu, 1967. 20 past two then. And the tea break temptation happening in round about 5 or 10 minutes or so. So if you'd like to take part in that, then we'll take some calls. And we'll do exactly what John did a little earlier. We'll throw them all in a hat and select one lucky caller. Will it be you? Call now. You know the number. Probably better than me, in fact. What is it? 091-496-0505. Give us a call now if you'd like to take part in the Tea Break Temptation. We have some great prizes lined up for you, as always, and we'll do that in about 10 minutes on Great North Radio. Better slow this down a bit, I think. Ah, there's the button. Dear old vinyl there, Jimmy Ruffin, Farewell is a Lonely Sound, 23 minutes after 2, the Tea Break Temptation coming soon on Great North Radio.
Reg Vardy Nissan, with you all the...
Dear old Cliff there, eh? And visions of you, my goodness. And visions of Lillian McCartney, I think, in Middlesbrough. Is that right?
No, it's McCarthy.
Do you know what the problem was? I couldn't read my own writing.
All right.
As usual. Anyway, what are you doing this afternoon, eh?
I'm sat listening to the radio, really.
Yeah, so don't have to go out to work.
Unfortunately not.
You lucky devil. That's the way to look at it, I say.
Well, at the moment, yeah. I suppose it'll wear thin a bit.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah, and the weather. It's a bit chilly out there this afternoon, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah.
Cool. Blimey, I was out there in the old smoker's corner, as we say around here, and I was certainly feeling a little chill.
Oh, yeah, we used to have a smoker's corner where I used to work.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, isn't it, when you can't actually smoke at work.
I know. Mind you, I don't think it does any harm, really. It does you a lot of good because it helps you cut down.
True, true. I gave up for 8 years. I started again this year, and it's the worst thing I've done, I must say. Anyway, enough of this banter.
Okay.
So it's the tea break temptation. And we have some lovely prizes up for grabs this afternoon for you, I must say. And, of course, it's really up to you, isn't it? We want to know what you want. True or false? Trivia or take a chance? What do you reckon?
I think I'll take a chance, please.
You reckon take a chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lillian, wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you.
And we'll go steadily with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, then. Lillian.
Uh-huh.
What does a philatelist collect?
Stamps.
You're saying that a
philatelist
philatelist collects stamps.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct. So let's see, what have we got in the old tea chest for you here? The tea towel, of course.
Right.
So you've got the tea towel.
Uh-huh.
I wish you the best of luck. You want to stick with that or do you want to go on?
I'll go on, please.
All right, so on to level two. Which state of the USA is closest to the former USSR? Which state? Take some time, have a little think about it. You know, there's no rush. It's Monday afternoon after all.
This is true.
Just have a little think about it. Well, which state of the USA is closest to the former USSR? Well, it's... I should be generous here, shouldn't I?
You should.
I don't know. How can I give you a clue? Yes, it's obviously the furthest one that's north.
Yeah.
And if there was a lady in here and I didn't know the answer, what would I do?
A lady.
And she knew the answer.
Alaska.
Yeah, but it would be something else, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be Alaska, it would be...
Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska. There we go. No help from me at all there. All right, so you got level two. Let's reach down into the old box here. We've got a lovely... What have we got here? Oh, it's a book. It's The Fat Field Diet.
Oh, what's that?
By Sally Ann Bullock. You can join the Fat Field Diet and eat your way to weight loss. There you go. That's what I need. So I think I might keep that, all right, if you don't.
You might end up with it.
All right, then. So do you want to go on?
Yes, I'll go on, please.
All right, then. Which fictional police force was created by Mack Sennett? Which fictional police force was created by Mack Sennett?
No idea.
Take a little time. I'm just hiding myself in the chest here. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And just think of... Well, just think. How many police forces do you know that are fictional?
No, I can't ask you if it was an American one, can I?
I don't know. Which one did you have a bash there? Have a bash.
I don't know. The Bill?
No, I'm afraid not the Bill. Not the Bill, no.
Oh, never mind.
You're going to kick yourself, you know.
What was it? Go on.
Begins with K. It's in the old silent movies.
Oh, I don't remember that far back.
Keystone Cops.
Oh, right, yeah.
You'll have heard of them.
I don't remember that far back.
My dad was in the Keystone Cops, you know. Well, Linda, I think... I don't know what that means. Does that mean that you keep the tea towel?
I think so, doesn't it?
Well, I think since it's my first one, you can keep the tea towel.
Oh,
then, all
thank
right?
Thank you. You're all
hard. I'm all hard, I'm quite mad as well. All right.
Well,
thanks, and, you know, I'm sorry you didn't do better there, but
Never mind, I had a go.
It is Monday, after all. Yeah. What do you expect on Monday?
That's right.
Have a nice cup of tea now, all right?
Right, we'll do that. Stay on the line for my address and things.
Absolutely right. So you know the job better than me.
Right.
I'll come down to Middlesbrough, and you can come and sit in here, all right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. AirCheckDownloads.com.